You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
The key to making people feel comfortable in your home or in your office is for the space to have what they call good vibes.
Nice. I love good vibes.
But what makes for good vibes, you ask? Well, I found an article listing the top things that are guaranteed to make your space feel uncomfortable to others.
Oh.
So if you have any of these,
get rid of them right now.
Yeah, quickly. So, we'll start with the first one. Bad smells.
Okay, got that.
Wally.
So, doubtful.
So, if you recognize a bad smell or if someone has told you there is an ugly smell in your office or in your home, then you need to take care of it.
And it's weird if you don't smell it. And
you become nose blind.
Yeah, you either become nose blind or it is you. Like when you walk out, you're like, yeah, I'm not smelling it.
Ooh, that's bad. Another one is it's disorganized and messy. No one wants to stay in a space that is messy. There's papers everywhere. It's just chaotic. Another is it's too hot or too cold.
We have that problem.
Yeah.
In our studio, it's one or the other. We can't ever quite get it right.
That's why I keep a heating blanket with me 24/7.
There are times, like, I used to make fun of you for that, but there are times I'm like, can I... a little heat over here. You're like, I'm not giving it up. Like, okay.
This one would go more for offices, but if you have no windows, it can seem a little confined, closed in.
We have one window here, and like, I love like working in radio studios where you kind of wake up with the city and you've got big windows and you're up in a high rise. I used to have that in a few of my places. This one, we're buried in a first floor. There's a chicken coop next to us in the bed for some reason. And people walk their dogs over there and there's one window. And it's not vibey at all.
It's not. And finally, the plants you have are dead. Mm. If you've got plants in your office or in your home that are dead, obviously dead, you either need to resurrect them or you need to just get new ones.
Get fake ones. Like, they're so much easier. If you want that plant vibe but you don't want all the work, like, definitely do that. You actually light a candle every day too.
I do in the studio. Yeah. I do. It helps me just to manifest the good vibes, you know?
You're so vibey. Betty Rock was so nice. She bought like 6 new candles. And Gavin and I like most of them. There were a few that were like rose this and rose that and honeysuckle water. And we're like, oh my goodness. And Betty Rock actually returned those and bought like...
You did?
Yeah, like bought like leather, man leather candles and stuff.
Yeah, I got ones that I thought that y'all would be more inclined to like.
Caring and vibey.
Exactly. She's got it all. Well, there you go. Those are some tips to at least, if you're going to spend that much time at work, you might as well make your workspace something that's something you enjoy, a place that you like. And so I think we should work on that. I'm going to knock out a hole in this wall and get another window in here.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. We are going to do a little famous ages here. You have a chance to win a prize. And the way this works is we try to stump each other with the age of celebrities or well-known people. And you need to pay attention and write down the actual age when it is revealed. If you can add all the ages together, you can win a prize. So with that, who's feeling good about theirs? Who wants to start? Because this is like golf score, because you want to get the lowest score.
I feel good.
Let's go with Betty Rock. Okay, what do you got?
All right, I'm going with Dave McCormick. Do you know who Dave McCormick is?
No.
He is the voice of Bandit on Bluey.
Oh, no way. Really?
You know how I said you're the most special kid in the world?
Yes.
Well, you're not. I mean, you are to me and your mum. We love you more than anything. But you're probably not special to everyone else.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I love Bluey. The lessons they teach are so great and they're not woke. It's just awesome. Let me see.
He's the voice of Bandit.
Yeah. And I've never seen him. I have no idea. That's a tough one. Because we know his voice, and then they're just going totally by voice. Okay.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah. I got to write mine down so that it's fair.
Okay.
Because he could be anything.
He could.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he could be doing a voice higher, but he's actually an old guy.
Yeah.
Sure. I have seen him before. He doesn't look... Wait. I've seen him before. I got to say anything. I don't want to give you anything.
Oh, I already wrote mine down.
Oh, yeah. He's 49, I think.
Oh, really? I'm not feeling too bad about this. I wrote 41. Oh,
okay, good.
Because I was afraid that he might be in his 30s.
I have a feeling I might have overshot it,
but Betty Rock was still kind of happy, so.
Okay. Well, you both are wrong.
Okay,
sure.
He's 54.
No!
Okay. All right.
That's why she looked so happy, because I was so far away. Okay. She's like, she doesn't care if Gavin wins the game. She just doesn't want me to win. Nuts! He's older than me. No, he's the same age as me. I forget how old I am sometimes.
Just shows how old you are.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's number one. We've got Gavin's and mine still to go, so make sure you write that down. Dave McCormick, he's 54 years old. When you add those with Gavin's and mine in 10 minutes, you can win a prize. Gavin, let's start with you. What is the person you are putting up to try to stump us with?
Okay, I feel like I'm running a risk because this is somebody we see almost every single day on Good Morning America.
Uh-oh.
She is our favorite weather girl.
Oh, Ginger Z. Ginger Z. All right. I'm going to stick with my same guess that I had.
I typically just go with the first number that pops in my head.
Okay. What was it?
42.
I had 41.
Mm.
So how old is the lovely and talented Miss Ginger Z?
Betty, you said 42.
She did.
Wally said 41.
Yep.
She's 42.
Oh!
Yes!
Rock has a perfect score right now. Oh,
that
my
just,
goodness.
Bummer.
Okay, because Betty's already given her person up, and so she got that on the money. It would be almost impossible for you to lose unless I stump you big time here and Gavin can sweep in. I'm out of this. I got 14 points.
Because I'm only five behind Betty despite this. So if
she's 6 years off and you get it on the money.
Here's what I know what you do, Wally. You always like to go last because you want to see what the odds are against you.
Yeah.
And then that makes you choose which celebrity you're going to go with.
No. I have mine done.
Only one person? I don't believe you.
I do. Well, I wrote down a few before, but I had already, I'd already settled on who I was going with.
Okay.
Honest Truthful.
Next time you're going first.
Mm.
Yeah.
Honest Truthful, I had already settled in on this. Okay, so actor Don Johnson from Miami Vice. He's been in some things since that. He's in that new movie Book Club. And so how old is actor Don Johnson? Everyone's thinking.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Oh, that's a problem.
I know. But I've got a number in my head.
Okay, you got your number down.
Yep.
Betty
this
Rock.
This could be my undoing.
I know, exactly.
I have no idea.
I know. Oh.
73.
Oh, you almost took mine. I went with 76, which I guess because I'm that close to your number.
Yeah.
The odds of, that's still.
76 is not a bad guess.
Is it not?
It is not a bad guess.
Unless we're both so far off.
It's not going to win you this because it's not a bad guess, but it's impossible to win against perfection.
No way.
Betty Rock got it right on the money.
Really?
73
no
years old.
Way.
I don't even know who he is.
You got two right on the money.
She got zero.
Yeah,
today.
That never happens. No one's ever won this game with zero
now
points before.
I gotta look him up. Who is he?
He was Crockett from Miami Vice.
I never watched Miami Vice.
He's been in stuff since then, but
Don
you would have known him.
Johnson.
Look at his picture.
73.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
Looks like a young 73.
Man, to not even know him and get it on the money is really frustrating.
Yeah.
Dadgummit. What if I had gone with Jane Fonda? Because she's also
in
that movie.
I knew it.
I know I had him, but I had already picked him.
She's in her 80s.
Okay.
She's a lot older than you would think
so
she is.
So you would have done well. She was 85. So yeah, you would have still done well. All right. Well, there you go. If you can add Ginger Z at 42, Don Johnson at 73 with Betty's from segment one, you can win a prize right now. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with you, Zoe Anna. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, good. Welcome to the show. How old are you, Zoe Anna?
I'm 11.
11 years old. Are you good at math?
Yes.
Okay, that's good because this is kind of a math game. So hopefully, like if you win this, you can tell your teacher, hey, look, I don't need to do math today. I won Famous Ages already. I'm kind of tuckered out. So what is the total ages of Don Johnson, Ginger Z, and Dave McCormick?
169.
169. If you add them all together, Zoe, Anna, you are 100% right. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Did you know any of those people?
I googled one.
You googled one? Which one was it?
It was Bandit from Bluey.
Yeah, Bandit from Bluey. I had no idea how old he was. I've never seen him. I love the show, but I've never seen him. He's 54.
Does 54 sound pretty old to you, Zoe, Anna?
Not that old.
Thank you, Zoe, Anna, because that's how old I am if we were playing Famous Ages. Well, Zoe, Anna, you're the big winner today, and we appreciate you listening to The Wally Show. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
FM. This is the Wally Show. If you knew those songs instantly, then you might want to play along with our song battle with Mercy Me as they take on each other trying to quickly identify their own songs, which is fun. But then Becca from Afternoons is in there with them too, which is so not fair. I had to do a battle against Toby Mac on Toby Mac songs. Mm-hmm. I got one right. Like, I mean, I just got crushed. Yeah. I mean, these people should know their songs.
Yeah, they should.
Better than anyone in the world.
They should. I was watching through the whole video. You can see it when you text the word battle to 91979, and we'll send you the link. I was surprised at how not so good Bart, the lead singer.
Really?
Did, but this one to me was the funniest moment.
I thought we were going to let him play the whole song.
Oh, we did have that bit. We're going to make you play the entire song, and then I would get it wrong, and you go, could you play it one more time, please? It's like a 45-minute game.
We haven't done it yet. We're going to, though.
Gosh, I don't remember what was just played. Oh, Then Christ Came.
That's good.
And that's on Always Only Jesus with Phil Wickham on it. That's the new version.
Do you like singing with Phil Wickham?
Goodness. He's like the perfect storm. He's good looking, got that like fairy voice thing, that real high pitch thing he's got going.
It works for him.
It does, man. He's the best voice in Christian music. I hate him.
Oh my goodness. That's so great. Bart is awesome,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he has such a great sense of humor. Yeah. And so if you'd like to see the whole video of how well they did, like I said, text the word battle to 91979 and we'll send you that link. It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us. But going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that. But it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of. But instead, I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
All right, here it is. The much rumored Netflix password sharing crackdown is apparently here. Mm. They tested it in other countries, and where the countries didn't revolt, I guess they're like, oh, let's do it in America. But hey, mind you, the Boston Tea Party, huh?
Yeah, same thing.
We don't stand for this nonsense, but we probably will just have to take it. They announced yesterday that they are going to begin to send out emails to members who are sharing their account information outside of their households here in the U.S. A Netflix account is for use, this is what they say, by one household. And account members who subscribe to the standard or premium plans, which that's like $15 to $20 a month, will be allowed to share their password outside of their household for an additional $8 a month. So, I mean, technically, you would save, like, instead of having two $15 accounts, you could have a $15 account and an $8 account.
It's like I could pay my folks $8 if I wanted to.
If you're using
stay
theirs,
on and
yeah,
save money.
That's one way to do it. I suggest you challenge it. I'm sorry, Netflix, define household. You know.
Ooh,
yes,
good for you,
exactly.
Sir. I identify as a household.
Here's what you do. This is the nuclear option, okay? Like, for my daughter, I have the Netflix account. She's still my daughter. She lives in a different house, but she's still always going to be my baby.
That's true.
And so, like, what I would tell her to do is say, while she may not live in my direct household, she identifies that she lives with me. She's trans-housal.
Yes.
Which means she transitions between houses because she still comes home.
Yep.
So, Netflix, that makes you transhousophobic, I'm sorry, you need to do the work.
Take them to court.
Exactly. This is what you do. This is my new approach, is take the lunacy of our society and weaponize it against people, like, and get your way.
I think you found a loophole.
I really think I did, actually. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how this shakes out. I'm sure I'll be paying $8 a month for her, but she needs to pay that herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's off
the
payroll.
What are you talking about?
You know what? Hey, I need to thank Netflix instead. I need to send them a thank you letter for helping my daughter get off my payroll. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And what you think about Jesus and who he is central to our faith in Christianity. You know, that he is the Messiah, the risen Savior. Like, that's core to what we believe. And, you know, 2.6 billion Christians believe this, you know. But our faith also comes out of Judaism, you know, before Jesus, the law and the Hebrew law and Judaism as a whole. And the vast majority of Jews, except for Messianic Jews, don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah. They believe in Jesus and they believe he's a good dude and, you know, prophet or what have you, but they don't believe he is the Messiah. And so that's something I think most of us inside of faith circles have kind of known and accepted for years. That's the way it is. But I came across this article that was like kind of surprising, that it says that the vast majority of people, almost half of people that are Jewish, don't believe in a Messiah at all. Like, they've given up on the idea that a Messiah is coming. So they rejected Jesus. Okay, he's not the thing. So to learn then that almost half of them are like, yeah, I don't think the Messiah thing's ever going to happen. I don't think it's real, or it's not going to happen. And I'm like, that is really odd, because that's been a tenet in their faith, is longing for the Messiah. I mean, at the time Jesus came, the Christian or the Jews were heavily persecuted by Rome, and they thought Jesus was going to be the Messiah who came in triumphantly and, you know, forcefully liberated them. Mm-hmm. And when that didn't happen, they're like, oh, I guess that's not the guy. Mm-hmm. You know, and so they would have kept looking for years. But I've never heard a single Jewish person say, oh yeah, this other thing, we think this is the one. Like, and so they've just kind of, many people have just given up on it.
That is interesting.
Yeah, and so that's why we're going to do My Theory Is. Maybe you're a Messianic Jew, and you listen. I love hearing from people that are Messianic Jews. I think it's fascinating. Or maybe you've heard a sermon on this, or you just have a theory as to why many Jews, and especially Jews in Jerusalem, have given up on the fact or on the idea of a Messiah ever returning. So 855-33-WAY-FM. Like, when we don't know stuff, we like doing your theory is. It's like, we love to hear your ideas as to why, and kind of, you know, spitball it and think tank it a little bit. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll do a little My Theory Is with you right now. Why do you think that is? What would be your theory?
I'm a CNA. I do private duty cases, and I take care of a lot of my patients are. And it seems like they don't believe in that there is a new Messiah. I think because a lot of them, even though, just so you'll know, my son showed me there is a new Messiah that they think is coming up. And he's very popular. If you look on YouTube, there's someone that they finally have found that they believe is one.
Really? Now, I haven't heard that. But what sounds so crazy about that now is our world, we go, a YouTube Messiah? Come on. But back in the day, they were like, a Bethlehem Messiah? Come on, you know?
Right. If you look on YouTube, you'll see him. But I think a lot of them, because of, not because of the generations not seeing a Messiah, maybe that's why.
I think you landed on something, though, too, is the time. You figure from Jesus' time till now, we've had 2,000 years where they would have been like, okay, another 2,000 years without a Messiah.
Right.
Before that, I forget how long it was before Jesus, could have been 3,000 years. So they could be looking at 5,000 years of no Messiah. And so you just kind of give up after a while,
right?
Maybe just the time and not seeing it. They're like, well, maybe this wasn't real, you know?
Right. It's kind of weird because, you know, they're religious, but then because of that, it's just that some of them, they don't even want to talk about it when I try to ask them.
Well, Michelle, I appreciate you being on with us for a little. My theory is, I know we don't have an answer for this, but I appreciate the perspective. Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your theory as to why that may be?
So I actually attended a Messianic congregation for about 5 years. I'm not a Jew, but so we were one of the Gentiles in the congregation. And interestingly enough, it's no different than any other religion, right? So we think of Jews as because they're born Jewish, that somehow they're going to naturally believe. But just like people who say there are Christians, there are many that are secularized. So I think that is the biggest hindrance, is the world. The world is in them no different than the rest of us. The other thing is many people believe that if I believe in the Messiah, that I have to become a Christian, mm-hmm. right? And so that's not even in their vernacular. They're going to call him Yeshua. And so that's a misconception on the part of the Jewish people as a whole. You can be 100% Jewish and 100% believer in the Messiah, but there's all this baggage that's associated with being a Christian, along with this secularism, that I think just gets in the way. But we did see many of them come to faith in our congregation.
That's a super interesting perspective, and I'm sure you did many Passover Seders. I did one from the perspective of a Messianic Jew, and how everything, all the traditions and all the things you do, so clearly point to Jesus in my mind, but they don't seem to see that.
Absolutely. And in fact, you would be blown away if you took the time to go through what is celebrated in the congregations. They don't even know why they're celebrating certain things other than it's from tradition, but it's actually on the same date that we celebrate something in the Christian religion.
And so much of it is all pointing back to Jesus. And so, yeah, for me, I love these kind of conversations, and I appreciate your perspective on this, Kelly. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And a few minutes ago, we were talking about this study I found that nearly half of practicing Jews don't believe that a Messiah will ever come. Like, they've given up on that concept. And it's interesting because we have this thing called the prayer wall. And the prayer wall was actually, you might not know this, was named years ago on our show by the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. And Facebook was a big thing right then, and everybody posting things on their wall. And that's how we came up with the name for the prayer wall. You know, I was like, oh, that kind of fits. But it's interesting. Pastor Chad is here, and he monitors the prayer wall. He's praying for people and over the people that pray for other people and stuff. And you were just talking about how, like, inside of religion, because Judaism is something I don't fully understand, because mm-hmm. we're talking about how they're very tradition-based, and sometimes they miss out on the relation part of it. And yeah. And we can have the same thing in our version of faith as well. But, like, you actually gravitate towards the tradition. You like that?
I love tradition, and I feel like there's been maybe a little bit of a resurgence of that. I think at times evangelical churches sometimes tend to lean so much away from any type of tradition
sure.
that it's kind of like an everybody do whatever you want. And I think there's mixed in there, my theory is, there's mixed in a little bit of like the American ego, like we love our freedom and we want right. to do it our way. And so we actually have terms in America that people don't use other places around the world, because around the world it's seen very communal and those sort of things. In the concept that we have even in the United States of my personal relationship with right. Jesus, my individual prayer time, or we just make it so only about us, where what does it look like about the community? And that's what I actually love about the prayer wall, is it's calling not people to just go leave your individual prayer requests there, but go and pray for other people and feel loved by other people, because that's what Jesus meant when he meant the church. He meant it's the group of people right. gathered in his name around the idea of either serving him or serving one another.
Yeah, I love that. And the prayer wall is there for you to, I've always said, look, if you're going to post a prayer request, that's awesome. We love that. But while you're there, pray for one too. Just go through just one. And you might find that, man, I'm going to pray for another one. And before you know it, you are part of that community. And if you want to get involved, it's so simple. Just text the word pray to 91979. We'll send you a link.
It's today's Music Insider.
TMI.
With Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
Every once in a while on the show, we do a bit called Best Worst Joke. Each of us tells a joke, and then somebody calls in and votes on what their favorite one was. Well, today, I have Michael Tate.
Okay.
He's the lead singer of the Newsboys. He was at a concert recently, and on stage, he had his best worst joke, and it qualifies because our jokes are cheesy jokes. They're not super big sure. brainy ones. They're cheesy, and I thought,
does he know that it's cheesy?
I hope he does.
Judgment call. Yeah,
I think you guys will have to.
Yeah, we'll
judge
make that decision. Okay, so are we going to try and steal the punchline?
Yes. So
okay.
I took the joke itself. So here's Michael's joke.
You cut
from,
it in half.
Yeah. So here's his joke from the concert.
This is set up.
How come Jesus is not allowed in jewelry stores?
How come Jesus is not allowed in jewelry stores?
I know this.
Do you know this?
You're
going
to steal his joke
because this is how you do it.
Because he breaks chains.
What?
That's gotta be it.
Because he breaks every chain.
Oh.
Nailed it.
Well, you know what? And that's where delivery is everything. Do you see how he did that?
Because he breaks every chain.
Yeah, so he
like a pastor.
And he also had drums behind him, like, gong, 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 gong. Yeah. You know, so that helps, too.
Yeah,
so.
I think the delivery qualifies it. I don't think it's the funniest joke in the world.
No.
I don't know if it would get my vote,
per se.
That's
not a winner on Best Worst Joke,
but,
sure.
I mean, what's the crowd going to do? Like, boo him for a joke?
No, I would have. Boo! No, you're stealing our bit! That's awesome. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and there's something about summer. And actually, in the radio business, you have summer songs. There are songs that artists write because it's just got that feel. Like, it feels good. Like, you got the top down, just driving.
Yeah.
And you want to just enjoy it a little bit.
You just want to have your hair blowing in the wind.
That's it.
And I think all of us need to vibe when we drive.
Yeah.
We need to have that playlist that we go to that we know, man, this is going to make for a great car ride playlist.
Now, I know you got Life is a Highway. You know, you got songs like that, like mainstream songs that definitely are summer songs. But I wanted to compile a list together with you right now of songs that would be great Christian vibes while you drive songs. So they're still putting into your soul and good stuff, too. But they're just the more upbeat stuff. It's not, Hillsong, Oceans or something.
Right.
Which is a great song.
Yeah, but,
not
it's,
a vibe.
Yeah, but it's more worshipy.
Yeah, exactly.
And not that we're not looking for worshipy, but we're looking for upbeat. We want something that, you know,
I'm going to kick us off. I'm going to kick us off right now. The brand new song by Jordan Feliz, The King is Alive, I think fits this bill. See if you agree.
Woo!
What's up? Hey, come on, merge on in. It's cool. Everything's good. You just pull right in there. You're fine. You know what? Cut me off. It's fine. Woo! Come on.
The King is Alive.
Yeah. Headed down to 38. That's right. I got my inflatable alligator in the back. It's going to be quite the trip.
What a vision.
What a vibe.
Yeah. Got the top down. So that's a good one. Okay. So that's one. Okay. We're going to add that one into the list because I'm declaring that one. That's mine.
I can tell.
So what is yours? All right. This is your moment right now.
I'll add it to the list. Cool. I'll add it to the list.
855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What are some Christian vibe songs? I know we play a lot of really good ones that are worshipful, but the ones that kind of get you going, all right? So if you got one, we'll take it now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what do you got?
I have one that's going to make you pull over and get out and dance. It's Blanca, Puffy song.
Oh, yes. Now, I love Blanca. She was formerly of Group One Crew. She literally was just in the studio the other day. I'm like, hey, Blanca, what you doing here, girl? And so I don't know this song, the Poppy song. Now, is it Poppy like pop music or Poppy like my dad?
Poppy like Papa. Yeah, like your dad.
I like it.
Oh, okay, I just found it on YouTube. Let's check it out.
Well, there you go, Ron. I think that definitely qualifies for a Christian vibe song for sure. Nicely done, man. We're going to add it to the list.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Lauren, you're up. Add it to the list. What is a Christian vibes while you drive song?
Joy by King and Country.
Yes, that's a great one.
The only problem with it, though, is while you're driving, it is a little dangerous because you're like, dun, 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 joy! And your hands instantly have to go
so
up.
True.
Well, that's a good one, Lauren. We got you down. We're adding it to the list.
Perfect.
So, Jared, what would you add to this list?
Okay, I have two options. The first is All Joy, No Stress by Rhett Walker.
I do like this song.
All joy, no stress, no worries, I'm blessed. From early in the morning to the crickets in the sun sunset, yeah.
Yeah, this would qualify as a vibe song. It's not like super fast, but man, I just like it. It's just kind of cool and it bounces a little bit. Makes you feel good too. And it reminds you, let's just not be so stressed today. What was your other one? Because you're doing great so far.
My second one was Good Feeling by Austin French.
Wow, I don't know this song. Betty, can you find it?
Yeah, I just pulled it up, so let's give it a listen.
So why this song for you, Jared?
It's really catchy. It's got like a kind of a dancing tune to it. And honestly, I work with kids a lot in children's church and Sunday school. And sometimes to get them up and going when we first get together, I play this song and they just start dancing. And it's just got good vibes and kind of gets you excited and reminds you of the joy you have in Christ.
There you go. I've always been an Austin French fan and now even more so. Well, we appreciate you being on with us today, Jared. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Cindy, you're going to be the final song on our list here of vibes while you drive. Christian songs that get you moving. What do you got?
I have got Cochran and Company, Running Home.
Oh,
Every time I hear that song, I crank it loud.
And you know what? I see why you enjoy this song so much. This is a new song from them, and I'm a fan of this one, too. And I hadn't really thought about putting it on a Vibes While You Drive list, but I definitely think it qualifies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I absolutely love it.
Well, Cindy, we appreciate you, and we got you down. We're going to add it to the list.
All right. Well, thank you. Y'all have a good day, and God bless y'all.
If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Gavin probably has no idea who this is.
No, but it's fun.
Betty, do you know this song?
Yeah. I don't know it by heart, but I've heard it.
Yeah, it's Paul Simon, and he is a American, I would say music icon. And he's kind of on this journey of belief and discovery now, which is interesting. I saw this little documentary on him, and he talks about a dream that he had in 2019, and that culminated in like his newest album, Seven Psalms. Mm-hmm. And he like says he remembers it vividly. He remembers the date, the time he woke up, and he said, you know, I had this dream, and it said, you're working on a piece called Seven Psalms. And the dream was so strong, he got up and he wrote it down, but had no idea what it meant. And then he kept waking up with words and phrases. It's kind of like stuff out of the Bible, you know, like where God would wake somebody up, you know, and Seven Psalms became his album. And here's a little sample of it.
The Lord is my engineer. The Lord is the earth I rattle. The Lord is the face in the atmosphere.
Very singer-songwriter-y kind of thing.
Artistic?
Yeah, artistic. That's a nice way to say it. Mm-hmm. But like, what's interesting is that while Simon says he's not a religious person, God comes up a lot in his songs.
This is a journey for me to complete. This whole piece is really an argument I'm having with myself about belief or not.
See, that's it, which I think is really, you know, cool, is that, you know, it's biblically inspired lyrics that fill this stuff, and it's coming from a dream, and, you know, but he himself is wrestling through what is this faith thing.
Right, and he's a musical legend, and so there are people that do look up to him, and if he's being honest with his fans and saying, hey, this is something that I battle with, this is something that I'm questioning in my own personal life, it might get other people to start asking those questions too.
And when most people truly seek God, they find him. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not like we picture it like we've got to search for him under rocks and things like that. But he's always there and he's always pursuing us. We just don't always see it. But when you get down to it and you're like, man, I want to know this God, he always reveals himself to people. So it'll be interesting to see where this takes Paul Simon and where it takes his faith, because he's like 80-something, too.
He is?
Yeah, and so changing your path that late in life is also a whole nother story in and of itself.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
I'm going to talk about your favorite family, the royal family, Wally.
Oh, delightful. They are just so cute how they don't have to do anything.
Stop it. Stop it. Duchess of Cambridge and wife to the future King of England, Kate Middleton. She recently attended a picnic with a bunch of elementary school kids. And of course, many of them were just starstruck by her, and they asked for her autograph. But Kate had to tell them, nope.
I knew it. I knew I didn't trust the royals. I knew it. Like, what, you're too good for us commoners, huh?
Actually, wow. Okay, sorry, you're quick to judge.
It might be an overreaction.
That's actually not the case.
I have a feeling you're setting me up because you knew I would react that way.
Well, it turns out that it's a rule for every member of the royal family to not hand out their signatures due to forgery issues.
Oh, interesting, because then they could have people like studying them and forging them. I thought it would be because they were afraid people would sell the things they signed.
No, what if they signed like a document that made it look for real, like yeah. We are going to war with right. wherever, right. you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyways, so the Kate Middleton, though, she did find a loophole. Thankfully, the children were still able to walk away with something pretty cool. So she, instead of a signature, she drew little pictures for them.
That's awesome.
So if they were like, oh, I want a picture of a cat drawn right. by the Duchess of Cambridge.
That's
she could
cool.
do it.
I do like that. I'm curious, like, they're all stick figures or something. Like, I'm curious how good she is at it.
Oh, but I'm sure they're terrible. I mean, I would be horrible. Mine would be stick
yeah.
figures.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen your work.
Can you imagine if your daughter Haley did this? You've always made fun of the fact that she cannot draw.
No, it's horrible at it. Not her gifting. And, like, she does cards for me every year. I insist on birthday cards just because they look like she's 8 years old. And still, to this day. And I love them so much. I really think this is cool. If it were me, I would much rather have a doodle from Kate Middleton than her signature.
Oh, for sure, because anybody could get the signature, but that doodle is going to be very unique.
And especially, yeah, if she makes it personal to you, where you're mm-hmm. like, oh, I love kitties. You love kitties, do you? Oh, let me just fancy one up for you here. Pip, pip, cheerio, kitty cat.
They don't talk like that.
That is how all the royals talk. Yes, they do. They're all Miss Doubtfire.
Oh,
all right, that's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and I think Betty thinks that I have trouble relaxing, like on weekends.
You know, I used to say that, but now I realize your definition of relaxing is completely opposite of mine. Your way to relax to me looks like work.
It is. Yeah, I do a lot of things. I mark things off my list, and that relieves stress for me, and I feel better. I feel accomplished at the end of a weekend.
I feel accomplished when I take time for myself to sit on the couch,
yeah.
eat a bag of chips.
Because you're the only one in this room who can also like sleep till noon on Saturday.
12
like,
hours.
You just
That's
know
good.
How to traditionally relax.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you've got it dialed in.
So good.
So I will do a lot of stuff, but I do have something I do on Sundays that is relaxing for me. I get up early Sunday morning before my wife, and I drive to Publix, and I get her a donut. She loves Publix chocolate iced donut, so I always get her a donut. And then I will get myself a Dunkin' Donut coffee, the beast, as we call it. And but what I do though is to get to these two places, I drive through a neighborhood that has a 20 mile an hour speed limit, and they enforce it. Like there are cops there and stuff like that. So I purposely drive through this neighborhood knowing I'm going to have to drive slow. And sometimes I'll just put the windows down a little bit and I will just drive so slow. It is so relaxing for me. There's hardly anybody out on the road yet because I get to Publix right when they open and go see my friends at the bakery. And it's just like such a relaxing morning for me. And then I come back, get ready, we go to church, and then the chaos of the day ensues.
You know you can do that any day.
I know, but it feels special on Sunday. Aww. Like when you save it up for that week and you're like, all right, here's what we're doing.
Yeah, because if you did it every day, it wouldn't be special.
Exactly. It ceases to be special or relaxing anymore. and so that is how I choose to relax a little bit. And maybe as someone who struggles in the relaxation area, you could share with me what you do to relax. And it might give me some other options that I could do on other days, too. Because I know Betty Rock thinks I should relax more.
You just seem a little,
uptight.
I'm
tense.
You have high blood pressure.
Yeah. I can't turn my neck fully to the side because my neck is so tense. So
it's
I don't know.
It's a problem.
It is. And so maybe you could help a brother out here. Okay. So 855-33-WAY-FM. How do you relax? What do you do? What makes you happy and calms you down? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. This is what I need from you, Kelly. Something else that you do that you relax that maybe I could do.
Well, actually, it doesn't sound like a very relaxing thing, but I love to work out.
Oh.
Ugh.
Kelly, what's broken inside of you?
If you're just going to bring this nonsense, Kelly.
Yeah, come on.
I'm sorry, but if I get really stressed and overwhelmed and I get on a rowing machine for 20 minutes, it just does something for me.
I do understand that because I like to accomplish things and mark things off of a list, which they involve actually non-relaxing activities usually, but I do enjoy it and it does make me feel better. So I totally get where you're coming from.
Yes. Well, thank you.
That doesn't mean he's going to go to the gym later today.
Oh, no, no. I was hoping you were going to come to the table with something like, oh, I relax by sitting down and eating a whole pizza myself.
Technical work.
Yeah, that's true too. The guilt alone is palpable.
Yes.
What is a way that you relax, Mark, that, you know, maybe I could do that too. It helps me out.
Yeah, I take a hot shower, put on my favorite robe, go kick back in the recliner and open a book and try to read because I usually fall asleep.
I get that. Like, I've never finished a full book. I can't make it except the Bible.
Sure.
I think we all know that was a lie. Which I haven't got to that part yet about lying being wrong. So right now, ignorance is bliss.
Sure.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I just love coming across stories of old people graduating. Like, I remember when Betty Rock graduated. And
wait a minute. I wouldn't put myself in that category.
I was so, let me finish. I was so proud of her.
I don't want you to finish.
She went back to school later in life, could barely see her textbooks.
I was 30.
Well, you still did it, though, and I'm proud of you. She went to Colorado Christian University, killed it, got 2 degrees.
Yeah. Thank you for that introduction.
You're welcome.
If you've been playing also with the idea of going back to college but believe it's too late for you, well, Sam Kaplan, he's here to tell you that you're wrong. At the ripe old age of 72 years old, Sam is now an official college graduate with his degree in cinema and media arts. Isn't that what you got, Gavin?
My hero.
Oh, my goodness. What? He is going to be just as useless as Gavin.
Stop it.
I've just got more time to be useless.
Stop. Well, Sam had a really cute story.
I've always liked to write. You know, I like to tell stories. I thought I could turn some of my stories into screenplays, but I needed to have the foundation of what to do.
Well, there you go. It's 73 years old.
72.
Going back, 72, having a dream and making it happen. I love that.
Yeah, and it took him 4 years to get the degree, but he had a great time working for it. He said, quote, "It was exciting, nervous, but it was a challenge. Learning how to study again," which I can imagine.
No,
like
for
that was
sure.
Years ago. "Learning how to study again and interacting with the students was a lot of fun. I'm very excited and I feel proud of myself for doing this."
I would have been honored to be in a frat with that guy. Like, yeah.
Well, and here's the biggest kicker of them all. as he walked down to receive his diploma, his 99-year-old mother was there to cheer him on.
Oh, my goodness. No way. That is crazy.
That's a great ending.
That is really cool. Yeah, and it really does go to show you, like, it's never too late. And I know it can be hard or scary when you think about it. Like, I remember when I first went back and I had to write my first paper, and I hadn't written a paper in 30 years. Mm-hmm. It was daunting, but you find out, you know, that you can do it. You just have to hunker down. There's some things you have to reacquaint yourself with and some things you have to do, but it's totally doable around your work schedule and life schedule. That's what I love about Colorado Christian University, is how they make it easy for you to go back and accomplish that dream, kind of like our good friend here,
Sam.
The old lady Betty.
Stop! Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.